This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
And it is the Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Rich McFadden in for Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, who's usually here with us every single week from Talkers Magazine, to count down the top 10 talk topics. I love saying that. That you discuss across your talk radio stations around the nation. And joining us as well is Rick Jensen from WDEL, who's usually with us in the earlier hour. So we're going to discuss the top 10 topics, and as usual, Michael will take us through those topics and the people on that list. Michael?
Yeah, let's take it away, and hello to Rick. Let's go at number 10.
Hello, we have Michael.
Yes, indeed. Nice to be on with you, Rick. NBA Finals and baby Archie Harrison, no relative of mine, but a lovely baby indeed, are number 10. At number 9, we have that Boeing 737 Jacksonville runway slide. At number 8, violence and ceasefire in Gaza. Climate change and the vaccination debate share the number 7 spot. At number 6, we have Facebook, social media, and free speech. Fascinating topic. At number 5, the Colorado school shooting, gun violence, and immigration reform, kind of tied in there at number 5. Not that much talk about immigration reform this week. Other distractions that we have been dealing with. At number 4, the China trade war, the stock market activity, and the North Korea missile tests. The 2020 presidential race dominates at number 3. At number 2, the New York Times Trump finances story. And at number 1, the report that keeps on giving, the Mueller report and executive privilege. Are we indeed in a constitutional crisis? That's the question of the week. On our people survey, we have a little people. He's not a prince yet. He becomes a prince if his father becomes, or his father or his grandfather. I'm not sure. Somebody. Royalty just makes me crazy, but it's fascinating nonetheless. But little Archie Harrison is number 10. At number 9, Alex Jones, Louis Farrakhan, and Milo Yiannopoulos. Haven't said the name in too long. Get the tongue straight. Okay. Kim Jong-un at number 8, Xi Jinping at 7, Joe Biden at 6, Bernie Sanders at 5, Donald Trump Jr. at 4, Gerald Nadler at 3, William Barr and Robert Mueller at 2, and Donald J. Trump, the President of the United States, at number 1. And there you go.
There you go. There it is. Top 10. It's always a great list. It's always fun to kind of stop and start with the fun stuff before we get into the heavy stuff as we get to the top of the list.
Is there really fun stuff here?
You know, I was just about to ask you guys, being a Washingtonian, my Wizards are out, the Capitals are out, the Nationals are playing horribly. I'm really not engaged right now, and I feel bad for our local sports station, WJFK, because I think, man, what do these guys sit and talk about? And really, in Washington, the only thing they have to sit and talk about is the Washington Redskins. If the Nats were doing great or the Caps were still in it, great, no problem. But what do these radio markets do when they're like us right now and there's just dead sports energy in the city?
It's a problem in sports talk radio. And I hear this complaint all the time, you know, the people don't want to hear about, an out-of-town team that might be in the thick of it. The local teams are terrible. What do you talk about? It's challenging.
It's tough.
And that's when you get into personalities. That's when you get into the very, very difficult, the politically difficult issue of criticizing the home team without seeming to bash the home team or the fans. And quite often it gets into, you know, how long are they going to keep this coach employed here? You know, or why, what stupid reason did they come up with for trading for that guy? So they work on the negative aspects of it. Not that different than news talk and politics.
It's funny you mention that because, Rick, I'm sure you guys see this in Delaware and Philadelphia. I mean, Philadelphia fans are tough. But
we're Phillies fans. Yep. And, what happens, though? It's all about the Sixers.
And but what happens, though, is here's the deal. is that sports talk radio has basically merged with news talk or just issues talk radio, and basically talks about the issues. If somebody's getting in trouble, if there's a law that's being changed at the local high school level with, you know, who can play, who can't play. And really, they start looking for the issues and become a talk radio show that just happens to be sports or close to sports based.
Yeah, and they wish every day that Robert... Yeah, I'm sorry. They wish every day that Robert Kraft will get himself into trouble. You know,
exactly.
With
the massage ball. So they have something more to talk about. Yeah, but they also talk about things like, you know, the cost of beer at the games, and that's every man's topic. Oh, right. I can't believe I went and got myself a Dogfish, which, by the way, is merging with Sam Adams. Oh my God, that's a big deal. Then they'll talk about that.
You know, you just hit on my number one story of the week, that Dogfish Head Brewery is not being bought by, but is actually merging with Sam Adams, and that is a big, huge topic of conversation here in Washington, D.C., because it's a very popular regional brewery for us.
It's here in Delaware, man. Sam Calagione is going to be on my show in 2 weeks, and I had no idea that this was coming down the pike. Of course, he's a man of his word. He'll still be on the show. It's huge because here in Delaware, we love Sam for what he's done for the craft brewing industry and brought more people to Delaware for beer tourism. He's also a great guy. He's just kind of like one of these laid-back, knowledgeable beach guys, you know?
Yeah, well, craft beer and sports, they definitely go hand in hand. All right, at number nine, we've got the Boeing 737 Jacksonville runway slide. You know what? Here's just the way I see all this, right? You look, there's an app where you can see all the planes that are in the sky over top of you at any given moment, or around the nation, or around the world. How in the world do they manage all of this stuff? How do we not have more of these accidents? I find air safety amazing that we do not have more accidents than we do.
It's an interesting
way. Blindly we go.
Very interesting insight. It has to do with whether you're an optimist or a pessimist, and whether you see the glass half full, you know, that whole thing. You could say that about everything in society, Rich.
True, yeah.
It's pretty amazing things operate as well as they do. We tend to focus on incompetence. We tend to focus on human error. We're very critical about things. And, of course, bad news always leads. So
you're safer in an airplane than you are in your bathtub. Fact. You know.
Well, it's statistically, at least, the psychology of prioritizing danger is a maddening subject. I mean, we get all bent out of shape over things that are statistically not as dangerous as other things, which we accept as par for the course.
Right.
So this is a whole fascinating discussion about the human psychology. But it is pretty amazing when you think about, you know, what goes on in the air traffic control towers and the stress these people are under. And all the moving parts, and I don't want to scare ourselves here, but it is pretty amazing how well it goes, and we should keep that in mind.
It really is. All right, a question for you both. Rick Jensen, how long have you been in the radio business?
Oh, my God, since I was in high school?
Okay.
Yeah, so many years.
We'll just say that's a lot of years. Michael, I'm going to assume right around the same. I know that you were one of the people who actually changed rock radio forever, so you've been around for quite a while.
I've been around for more than half of the time radio's been around.
Wow. Okay. So in that time, both of you have been around for a long time. How long have you been talking about Middle East violence and Middle East peace?
I began talking about it in 2400 B.C.
There you go. Yeah, I started much later when the Moors took over Spain. Other than that, not so long.
So I mean, I've only been around since the late '90s, and I feel like this is always, you know, you've got abortion, you've got gun control. Those are kind of the things that are always there, but you don't really ever talk about unless you need to fill the phones or something like that. And you've got Middle East violence and Middle East peace. And it just seems like you're always talking about it. It's just a matter of who the players are. And do we ever get anywhere?
We don't get anywhere. And that doesn't make it any less dangerous. A lot of people feel when the end of the world comes, the spark that's going to cause it will come from the Middle East. So on one level, yeah, it's the same old, and there's a certain pessimism that, you know, it's never going to be solved. On the other level, it remains a constant tinderbox, a constant threat to the future of the world, considering how crazy the world is right now technologically, militarily, and ideologically. So it's one of those nagging concerns.
Excuse me. It's a fascinating conversation that never ends, and I wish that one of us could have an answer, because I know, Michael, you're smart enough. Rick, you're definitely smart enough. Me, not a chance. I'm not going to solve anything anywhere except for maybe the Sam Adams and Dogfish Brewery thing. All right, so it's 16 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I am Rich McFadden along with Michael Harrison and Rick Jensen. Coming up, we're going to fix a massive problem called climate change. Michael has the answer. He told me so during the break.
Oh, yeah.
I know he does. And Rick is going to solve the vaccination debate. Those are tied at number 7 on the Talk Radio Countdown at 17 past the hour.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Joint aches. Maybe you're getting older. Maybe you have, if you're like me, got injuries from being on the farm or whatever, playing sports. Joint aches can sap the life right out of you. Lately, though, I've been feeling a lot better. If you ache like you got neck aches and hand aches and back and shoulder aches, do what I did. Try Sierracil. Sierracil Joint Formula 14. Feel better in 14 days and you get your money back. For me, started to feel Joint Formula 14 working in about 5 days, I guess. My knees move easier. My hips are better. Don't let joint aches hold you back. Try my choice for relief, Joint Formula 14. Get all the details at achefree.live. It works, or you get your money back. My listeners in May, try Joint Formula 14 capsules, $27.99 with free shipping. That's achefree.live. There is Sierracil for your pet as well. Find out more at achefree.live. Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil.
18 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Rich McFadden, Michael Harrison of Talkers Magazine, who is responsible for this list that we walk through each and every week, and Rick Jensen from WDEL in Delaware and Philadelphia. And we are, we've already gone through the NBA Finals and the Royal Baby, the Boeing crash at number 9. The Middle East at number 8, and we come up to climate change and vaccination debate at number 7. Conversation about climate change. Everybody always wants to be a better patron of our Earth, but it seems that we all differ on how to best do that. Is that what the main part of the conversation is when we talk about this on Talk Radio, Michael?
The problem is the politicization of it.
Yes.
It's been weaponized. It is a very real discussion. Anybody who knows anything about science knows that climate does change. And when the climate changes, it changes quickly. It doesn't happen gradually. History shows, you know, with all the different layers in archaeology and geology, that things happen. So this is normal. The question comes into the money involved and whether or not the human race is causing or involved in making this climate change happen, and that's and it's become totally political, and you cannot have this discussion in a reasonable, scientific, and sociologically unified way on talk radio or in talk media anymore without it becoming left versus right, Republicans versus Democrats.
I'll take it one step further. I think it's become a religion. I think we talked about religion and abortion and gun control, the three things. I think that climate change has become a religion.
Unfortunately, you're right. And a lot of things, when they become dogmatic, become like religions. And that's when we go off track and off the rails.
There it is. All right, Michael, thank you so much for your input. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues at 21 past the hour. Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Indeed we are. I'm Rich McFadden, along with Rick Jensen of WDEL. Doug is out and about this week. We'll be back with you next week. So we're here at the list, and we've gone through number 10, number 9, number 8, and number 7 we're in the middle of. So we've gone through violence in the and Gaza, the Boeing 737 runway slide, the NBA Finals, and the Royal Baby. Here we are at number 7 with climate change, which we just discussed with Michael Harrison, and the vaccination debate. And, Rick, there's a lot of interesting takes around the country on this. There's people for and people against and altism and the mercury and the thing. And Doug will rant about the mercury and the vaccinations. And what. But what's your take?
Fear. Fear. I think it's really just about fear. Now, years and years ago,
fear of what?
Before
fear
there was
who?
Fear that these vaccines are going to cause your child to become or to
autism.
To get right. Autism, something
right.
Like that. Exactly.
Right.
And it's a lack of knowledge. It's not being stupid. It's ignorance. And there's a big difference here. It just means you just don't know. When my daughter was getting her vaccinations, I talked to the doctor, and the doctor said, you know what, we can actually stagger these things. But you got to have the MMR. You got to. I mean, with measles being prevalent now, we have outbreaks all over the place. And the other thing is this. If you don't give your kids the measles vaccine, what are you subjecting them to?
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen to them later? Now, when you're 50 years old or older, you want to go get the vaccine for shingles, right? So what are you actually doing to your kids when you say you're going to have measles, we're not going to get your vaccine? You're telling them that when you hit 50 or older, you're going to get shingles. And by the way, that hurts like hell. I know people who have who've gone through that. So my take has always been, even though I kind of lean libertarian, there's this whole idea that you need to protect the herd. If you want people to be dying around you, fine, then don't get vaccinated. But if 90% of us human beings are vaccinated, the CDC and others say then you're actually doing a fine job of protecting the herd. My question is, why would you choose not to protect your family? Diseases... It's so much easier to prevent a disease than to treat a disease. Why would you not want to do that?
Yeah, prevention is the key. All right, very good.
It really truly is. So I think it's fear, a lack of knowledge, and maybe also because the medical industry is changing in so many ways. Government is taking over. There's fewer and fewer family doctors. Maybe they're not training doctors to be family-oriented and actually spend some time, more than 7 or 8 minutes, with a patient and explain to them what they know and what they have learned when it comes to diseases, vaccinations, immunity, and the fact, and I do believe it is a fact, that you are less likely to come to harm from a vaccine than you are from acquiring the illness.
All right, I want to skip over to number 5 here and just take a minute on the school shootings and come back to number 6, the Facebook social media and free speech issue. But let's spend a minute on these Colorado school shootings. And I think it's interesting that one of the things that they're discussing here is the stress and the strain and the pressure on kids, and that it's a incubator for events like this to happen, because the kids, especially at a high performing school like they're at, perform at such a high level. And I thought that you had an interesting insight when you talked about an author or a psychologist who wants to mandatorily give psychology or mental health tests to people who are suspect.
Yeah, this is really dicey territory. When you have the kids in Colorado now saying, I don't want this Bloomberg Moms Demand Action driving in from other states to come here and lecture us on guns. This is about us. This is about what we're going through, what our friends have gone through, what the families of those who have been killed are going through. And it's about mental illness. So Dr. John Huber is proposing mental health warrants, and that sounds kind of scary, but can we talk about it on the other side?
Absolutely, yeah, it's a very interesting topic. All right, there it is, 28 past the hour, coming back with the top 5 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Hours after the Trump administration hiked tariffs on $20 billion worth of Chinese imports, talks between the U.S. and China broke up Friday. Trump took to Twitter to say there's no need to rush to get a deal. He tweeted that the tariffs may or may not be removed depending on what happens to future negotiations. Within a day of the release of the Mueller report last month, President Trump sought to have former White House counsel Don McCann declare he didn't consider the president's 2017 directive that he seek Robert Mueller's dismissal to be obstruction of justice, but McCann rebuffed the request. request. That according to the Wall Street Journal and CNN, quoting people familiar with the matter. Democratic Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy, who was on the House Intelligence Committee, says it's up to the president to tell the truth and back it up with evidence.
If we allow the president not to comply with these basic requests for materials, then he will do the same thing with regard to those other issues, which are as crucial as these.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
In 15 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's 34 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Rich McFadden along with Rick Jensen from WDEL, counting down your top 10 talk topics for the week. And I will go through them for you once again. Rick, that's my favorite thing to do. All right, so the number 10 story for the week is the NBA Finals and the royal baby being born. At number 9, the Boeing 737 Jacksonville runway slide. At number 8, the violence and ceasefire in Gaza. Number 7, climate change tied with the vaccination debate. At number 6, Facebook, social media, and free speech. That's a big, big topic we're going to get into here in a second. At number 5, the Colorado school shooting and gun violence, immigration reform. At number 4, China trade war, the stock market activity, and North Korean missile tests. At number 3, the 2020 presidential race. Number 2, the New York Times Trump finance and tax story. And at number 1, the Mueller report, no surprise there, and Trump pulling executive privileges. Top 10 people of the week are number 10, Prince Archie. I don't know why they came up with the name Archie, but good for them. Number 9, Alex Jones, Louis Farrakhan, and Milo Yiannopoulos. That'd be a hell of a happy hour to hang out and talk to three of those guys. Number 8, Kim Jong-un. Throw him in. That'd make it a whole lot of fun. Number 7, Xi Jinping. Throw him in. That'd make it even more fun. And, hey, top it off with Joe Biden at number 6. Bernie Sanders at number 4. Donald Trump Jr. at number 4. Sorry, Bernie Sanders at number 5. Gerald Nadler at number 3. William Barr and Robert Mueller tied at number 2. And the Trumpster, President Trump, at number 1. Imagine having a cocktail party with... Prince Archie's too young to drink. So we'd have Alex Jones, Louis Farrakhan, Milo Yiannopoulos, Kim Jong-un, Xi Jinping, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Donald Trump Jr., Gerald Nadler, William Barr, Robert Mueller, and Donald Trump. Would that be fun or what?
So once you put Joe Biden in there, no one else gets to talk. Have you ever been around Joe? It's amazing. This guy could filibuster on how's the weather.
He owns the room. He owns the room. All right.
He does, yeah.
All right. So we're at number six with the Facebook social media free speech issue with Alex Jones, Louis Farrakhan, and Milo Yiannopoulos being banned from Facebook this week. And I got to tell you, this is going to be a tricky, sticky subject over the next decade, figuring out what hate speech is, what free speech is, what's in between, and who has the right to govern it. It's a private company. They should be able to do what they want, but then again, it's so big and ubiquitous and everybody uses it that it should the government step in and say, hey, you know what? It's free speech. They are protected. It's a tricky subject.
We've allowed them to take over our lives. That's the bottom line. And people keep forgetting that if a service like this is free, you are the product. They're selling everything they can find out about you. We have to remember that.
Exactly.
Keep that in mind.
Exactly.
Because there is actually power in the marketplace, but we people have not yet figured out how to leverage that with a company like Facebook. So Facebook has all this data on you, and they sell access to the data. They don't sell the data, they sell access to the data, because once they control it, they can control the cash flow for that as well. The problem is, you know, there are options. There are some other companies you can use, but they're not as well known, and people don't want to change what they do, so we will acquiesce.
You know, it's funny. I remember back in the, I don't know, early 2000s, Doug and I talking about a story about how Corvettes were going to have a black box in them that could track your speed and your braking distance. And people were out of their mind that they did not want anybody tracking information about them while driving in their car, and no way was I going to buy a Corvette or any car where they could track my thing. And then all of a sudden, a couple of years later, they come out with a device where, you know, hey, it's got directions for you. Oh, hey, it's got games.
Yeah, GPS.
Oh, hey, I can talk to my family anytime in any place I want to.
Sure.
All of a sudden, it became a tool for me, and I didn't care about my private information. My private information was, like, totally secondary, maybe in third, fourth, fifth on the list, because you know what? This thing does some cool stuff that I want. And it changed everything. And here we are today. Because we want to be able to see pictures of somebody else's dinner or their kids at baseball practice, we're willing to just chuck out all of our private concerns over information and our security just to give it up. And it's the way they sold it to us, and they own us now.
Aren't insurance companies like Progressive saying to you, tell you what, if we can track your speed, track your braking, track everything you do as a driver, you can save money on your insurance. And I'm wondering, okay, people are doing that, but what else are they doing with that data? Are they monetizing that in some other way, Rich? And I really don't know.
Absolutely they are. Everybody's monetizing all the data that they collect on you, and they have everything. And hey, don't think just because you give somebody only your junk email address that they don't have access to everything else. They can cross-reference all of these lists. So once you give them your third or fourth or fifth email address, they can connect it through all of their databases to your Social Security number, to your home phone, to your address, to your kid's date of birth. They can connect it. There's a matrix, and they own it all once they have one.
By the way, I find it interesting and somewhat comforting to know that that millennials with whom I have spoken, you know, younger than me, who were pretty much accustomed to giving all their information to companies and everybody, when they get older now, they get into their mid to late 30s, and they realize, oh, this is a problem. I don't like this anymore. And I'm really glad to hear that they're sort of pushing back against that sort of thing, right?
Yeah, me too.
And by the way, it ties into something we talked about before the break, which we are going to talk about now, which is Dr. John Huber and mental health warrants. Imagine that. I mean, the outrage of you to knock on the door. Mr. McFadden, yes, your son Jimmy has been making some threats. We're here at the police, and we have a warrant to take him to a forensic psychologist for an appointment. What would be your reaction, Rich, if you got that knock on the door?
Oh, I'd be mortified, obviously. I'd be angry. I'd be everything. But you know what? The parent of a kid who needs that investigation and that test,
probably knows this is the best thing. Would the parents of the two kids that shot up this school in Colorado this week have said, thank you for coming? I think they might have. But, you know, me as a parent who doesn't think that my kids need it, I don't see any warning signs. You know, I don't want a minority report, but I'd rather have them come and do a mental health test than have them just take the kids away because they fear that they will commit a crime at some point. I see the minority report coming.
The way Dr. John Huber frames this, and by the way, this is not something that's set, not something that any state legislatures or any other municipalities have put into place. He's suggesting this. He says, look, he's been a forensic psychologist for a couple of decades or more. And he's been very, very successful with his practice of working with people who are psychopaths and sociopaths. And none of the people whom he's treated and put back into society has ever engaged in any recidivism whatsoever. He's really, really, he's one of the best of the best in this. Wow. And he believes he can train others. They can have a checklist for those who are not forensic, because you're talking about a lot of people around the country who do not have this kind of training, who would then be, I guess, conscripted or something, or hired to perform these analyses. So you'd have to have multiple reports about a person. That goes to a judge, and the judge has to sign off on this warrant. Then the individual, adult or youngster, would go to a forensic psychologist, have the conversations, have the interview, go through this checklist, and then they may or may not be assigned some sort of therapeutic counseling. So it's the kind of thing we're talking about. It's the kind of thing the kids in Colorado were talking about this past week, too, which is mental health.
I'm for it, because right now, you know, we look at number five on the list, and it says Colorado school shooting / gun violence. And I believe that that should read Colorado school shooting / mental health issues. And
there are millions of Americans who agree with you.
Yeah, I really think that's, we're looking at the tool instead of the cause. We need to look at the cause. What's going on? And a lot of people assign the gun as the cause. The gun is not the cause. The gun is the tool. And sure, can we do something to try and make sure that these kids don't have access to the tool? Absolutely. But is that the cause? It is not the cause. All right, got to move
along.
And
these kids at the school knew that. Yeah, they knew that.
Yeah, absolutely. Number four, the China trade war and the stock market activity tied with the North Korean missile test. You know, this China trade war is an interesting thing. Our economy is humming along. I mean, it's doing great. Jobs are at the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years. The GP is up. Gross GPD is up. Everything's humming along. Everybody's making lots of money, having jobs, able to spend the money. Companies are doing well. And here's China that says, okay, if you up your tariffs 25% on $200 million worth of goods, we're going to have to reciprocate and make all of these goods even more expensive for you, or not sell your goods on our end. And Trump is going, you know what? Our economy's great. Your economy sucks. Have at it. I bet I can outlast you, and I bet we win. And where he's really, really smart at this is that eventually the supply line for these products that he just raised the tariffs on, if it goes long enough and China doesn't basically back down, those trades, those supply lines move to other countries. They go to Vietnam. They go to wherever these other supply lines are. And China just loses the business 100%. And that's what Trump knows China will not let happen, because their economy is already struggling, and he knows that they can't go too long and hold the line here.
That's a good point. The United States has net profit over China when it comes to trade. And right. The other question is, okay, so if they want to play this game, how far are they willing to go to continue the suffering and the poverty in China if they choose to do this? And I've often believed that if Xi Jinping, what a great name.
Yeah. Sounds like a stripper.
If,
I know, or poodle. If Xi Jinping wants to play this game and go hardcore, then we could lose because the Chinese are much more likely to press their people into abject poverty and suffering than we are here in the United States.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But to your point though, when it comes to the numbers, they're not winning. You're right, Rich.
They absolutely are. All right, we got just a couple minutes here to get through the top three here. 2020 presidential race. You know what? It's nothing dramatic happened this week, so I really want to hit this New York Times Trump's finances story and his taxes. The big misperception here is that Trump lost, what is it, $100 million or $1 billion or something like that.
A billion.
$1 billion in between the 80s and 90s. Yes, he did, on paper, because that's the way the tax laws were, and he used every single loophole that he was legally allowed to use. And if you are a smart business person, especially in real estate, you are going to show a loss. You're going to write off your interest. You are going to write off the loss in the payments for your tenants. That property is now yours, and that's where your win comes. So 100% you should show a loss when you are able to use those loopholes that you can. Just smart business guy.
Interesting, but the New York Times had this, you know, what is it, how many thousand word story on this thing is incredible. And yet you go back to the 1980s and the New York Times did a story on Trump and what a genius he was and how brilliant he was that he was able to get $1 billion loan. I think most of it was Deutsche Bank, and then Deutsche Bank sold those loans off to other banks, kind of
right.
Like the way exactly. That they sell off mortgages, and that he was a brilliant businessman. And now you fast forward to today and, man, what a horrible person he is for doing this. So I think, no, hey, New York Times, if you want to be the paper of record, remember, you're the paper of record, and now they look like hypocrites on the whole thing.
All right, we got 60 seconds on the Mueller report and Trump's executive privileges. What have people in Philadelphia and Delaware been saying about this in 30 seconds?
We're sick of it. People basically are tired of it. You have the Democrats saying, okay, if you can hurt Trump with this, that's fine, that's great. People who support Trump are saying, wow, infrastructure, I'd like to get more into William Barr and what Nadler's trying to do, if we have time, sir.
There it is. There's your talk radio countdown show. No, we don't, sir. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. Hey, man,
every week we need 3 to 5 hours of this. All right, that's
I know.
Thank you, Rick Jensen, WDEL in Delaware. I'm Rich McFadden, and for Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, the stories of the week. Number 10, the NBA Finals. That's usually in the number 10 position, pretty comfortably there. Number 9, the controversy over the safety of the Boeing 737, but then the 737-800 that slid off the runway in Jacksonville, that was pilot error, though. But because 737s have been controversial, everybody's going to take a shot. Violence in the Gaza, number 8. The vaccination debate is number 7. That continues. Free speech issues on social media, number 6. The Colorado school shooting and gun violence in general, number 5. What's going on in Asia with North Korea and China and the trade war? Number 3, the presidential race. Number 2, the story from the New York Times this week about the Trump taxes. And the number 1 item this week, the Mueller report, a lot of discussion of executive privilege, that sort of thing.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. With spring in full bloom, Americans are tossing out their unwanted items, but many forget their wallets could use another look as well. A Bank of America survey found 52% of credit card holders use multiple rewards cards to earn in a variety of categories. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Lighten your wallet's load this spring with one credit card that helps you maximize your cash back by allowing you to choose from a variety of popular spending categories. With the new Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, you earn 3% cash back on gas, or you can change it to one of 5 popular categories each calendar month, including online shopping, dining, travel, drugstores, or home improvements and furnishings. Finally, one card helps you earn cash back on the things that matter most to you. So the only thing your wallet will accumulate is rewards.
Visit bankofamerica.com/choosemyrewards.
Joint aches. Maybe you're getting older. Maybe you have, if you're like me, got injuries from being on the farm or whatever, playing sports. Joint aches can sap the life right out of you. Lately, though, I've been feeling a lot better. If you ache like you got neck aches and hand aches and back and shoulder aches, do what I did. Try Sierracil. Sierracil Joint Formula 14. Feel better in 14 days and you get your money back. For me, I started to feel Joint Formula 14 working about 5 days, I guess. My knees move easier. My hips are better. Don't let joint aches hold you back. Try my choice for relief, Joint Formula 14. Get all the details at achefree.live. It works, or you get your money back. My listeners in May, try Joint Formula 14 capsules, $27.99 with free shipping. That's achefree.live. There is Sierracil for your pet as well. Find out more at achefree.live. Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil. The top radio countdown.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows! Mm-hmm. Great idea!
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
53 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Rich McFadden in for Doug Steffen, along with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney and talk radio professional for years and years and years and years and years. I've been talking to Steve about just the legal aspects of some of the biggest stories of the week, and no different this week. So we start here, Steve, we go through the list. And I want to stop at number six, where the Facebook, social media, and free speech issues collide, and the fact that Alex Jones, Louis Farrakhan, and Milo Yiannopoulos were banned from Facebook this week. And really, the crossroads of free speech and a privately owned business, how do we manage, and where do you see this going in the future? How is everybody going to dissect the fact that these are privately owned business? They can technically do what they want. Until it affects, what, 30, 40, 50% of the population when it comes to free speech?
Yeah, I mean, the issue is, and one of the things I do is I'm a professor of media law and white-collar crime at Bentley University, and we'll talk about the issue when we're talking about the First Amendment rights. Well, it's like someone, when I was had a daily show, someone called in, and they could tell I was about to cut them off. And the person said, I have a First Amendment right. And right. My closing words were, not here you don't. And right. That's the point. The First Amendment protects the right of free speech from government interference, which can get to be pretty interesting because I, as a college professor at a private college, I can't say anything that my employer might find objectionable. I'm out on my whatever. But if I worked at a state university, I would have rights of free speech because then I'm technically working for the government. Wow. So it never was as big an issue as it is now when, frankly, the biggest platforms of free speech for the world are those of social media. Absolutely. So you have companies making these decisions. And, you know, it's easy sometimes. Yeah, we don't want to have Al-Qaeda recruiting on YouTube. But what happens when you get to people closer to the line? And, you know, when does, you know, what kind of standards? And we're still trying to figure that out.
At some point, do you see the government getting involved?
I do see some kind of government involvement, mainly because of the level of power that these social media platforms have. And at first, they took the position that we are merely platforms, so we don't regulate at all. Anybody can put up anything. But that really wasn't going to work, and it can't work. So, yeah, there's going to be some involvement. I hope it's minimal by government. I don't like to see government involvement.
I'll give you my 10-second take on this. As somebody who runs ads for political programs, I can tell you that there is a biased. It's trouble. All right, I don't want to short number one because there's a lot there that I want to get from you. The Mueller report and executive privilege. I'd really love to get your take on executive privilege and where Trump stands with all of this.
He stands in the same corner that Richard Nixon stood. Nixon tried to do this with Watergate, and it didn't work. I mean, and frankly, what happened when Nixon set the stage, because when Nixon widely claimed executive privilege as the investigation was going on into him in Watergate, it went up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court clarified it. And according to the Supreme Court, candid private conversations, and not even all of those, candid private conversations between the president and advisors may be protected, and I say may be protected by executive privilege. What Trump is talking about when he's saying that the entire Mueller report cannot be released because of executive privilege is most of that they're talking about there was before he was president. Executive privilege doesn't apply. There are plenty of people involved in it who were not government employees and were not presidential advisors. It doesn't apply to them. And frankly, with a couple of others, most notably his lawyer McCann, he's already waived that privilege. So it to me, as a lawyer, I'm looking at as more of a stalling technique than anything, because there's really no connection when it comes to the Mueller report and executive privilege.
Give me 30 seconds on Trump's taxes and should they have been illegally gotten or however they were gotten, should somebody have to pay for that?
Well, you know, this is something, again, in my media law class, we talk a great deal about. And it kind of relates to the claims now of charges against Julian Assange of WikiLeaks. If you are someone in media, whatever that may be, and you publish stolen materials that is in the
there
public interest...
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.